Arkansas public schools are charged with providing an adequate and equitable education. But, as Jacqueline Froelich with Arkansas Public Media reports, more schools are choosing to do much more.
Marshallese, Hispanic, Vietnamese, Laotian, African American, and Anglo children enjoy pizza and salad for lunch at Elmdale Elementary in Springdale. Most of them come from working poor families. One quarter of them have experienced trauma, according to the National Center for Mental Health. And traumatized kids often act out. An unruly student sent to Principal Michelle Hutton's office is not punished for misbehaving. Instead, she picks up a toy ball and offers the child a bottle of water to drink.
So while they're drinking that water and calming down, after they put the water down, I throw the ball to them, they throw it back, and then they can talk to me while we're throwing the ball back and forth. And it really does work.
The technique serves to calm and coax upset children into talking about what's bothering them. Children suffering from physical and sexual abuse can disrupt classrooms, says Jennifer Coldiron, a school outreach coordinator with Ozark Guidance based in Springdale.
Angry outbursts, irritability, reckless behaviors. Other times it's hyperarousal, for example, having a door shut in a classroom and that jumpiness.
Coldiron instructs teachers on how to interact with traumatized students with calmness and composure in order to de-escalate certain situations. Author Scarlett Lewis understands the complexity of coping with trauma.
I am also the mother of 6-year-old Jesse Lewis, who was murdered in his first grade classroom at Sandy Hook Elementary School alongside 19 of his classmates and 6 educators in one of the worst mass shootings in U.S. history.
This winter marks the 5th anniversary of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, an experience Lewis has written about nurturing healing love, a mother's journey of hope and forgiveness.
8% of the total population will suffer from PTSD at one point in their life. The vast majority of us, however, experience something called post-traumatic growth. Now, very few people have heard of that, despite the fact that that's what the majority of us experience following a trauma or a difficulty or an obstacle. And that's when we grow.
Lewis operates a foundation traveling widely, sharing her story, and a method she calls Choose Love, an evidence-based social and emotional learning system.
And it teaches kids how to have healthy and meaningful connections, so how to have positive relationships. It teaches them resilience, coping skills, how to label and manage their emotions. It teaches them how to feel compassion for themselves and others, basically how to choose love in every situation.
Lewis, a native of Fayetteville, has teamed up with Jennifer Coldiron to incorporate the enrichment method into Ozark Guidance's school trauma outreach program. Coldiron says trauma may trigger feelings of terror, helplessness, and even horror, which can look like distracted or agitated behavior in children and even result in bullying. But with proper intervention,
their willingness to cooperate is increased and their impulse control is increased.
Cooperative, emotionally stable children in turn may grow up into nurturing and nonviolent adults, she says. For Arkansas Public Media, I'm Jacqueline Froelich reporting in Fayetteville.